Hello, everybody. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. This is brought to you by my latest book, book number 40, Outrageous Grace Every Day, which walks you through the book of Romans in a devotional. It would be an amazing gift to give to someone. I know you're almost done with Christmas shopping, right? Or maybe you've just begun, but it would be a terrific Christmas gift. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast, especially during this busy time. I commend you for being a person who loves to be prayed for. If you have a friend in your life who maybe feel lonely or feel like there's no one in the whole wide world praying for them, maybe send them this as a gift. Show them that they can get the Pray Every Day app for free in the App Store and in Google Play. And this would be an amazing gift that doesn't cost you anything, but may change their lives. We are now in one of my favorite parts of Romans, Romans 8, 1 through 11. And we are in the easy to read version, the ERV. And this is what it says. So now anyone who is in Christ Jesus is not judged guilty. That is because in Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit that brings life made you free. It made you free from the law that brings sin and death. The law was without power because it was made weak by our sinful selves. But God did what the law could not do. He sent his own Son to earth with the same human life that everyone else uses for sin. God sent him to be an offering to pay for sin. So God used a human life to destroy sin. He did this so that we could be right, just as the law said we must be. Now we don't live following our sinful selves. We live following the Spirit. People who live following their sinful selves only think about what they want. But those who live following the Spirit are thinking about what the Spirit wants them to do. If your thinking is controlled by your sinful self, there is spiritual death. But if your thinking is controlled by the Spirit, there is life and peace. Why is this true? Because anyone whose thinking is controlled by their sinful self is against God. They refuse to obey God's law. And really, they are not able to obey it. Those who are ruled by their sinful selves cannot please God. But you are not ruled by your sinful selves. You are ruled by the Spirit, if that Spirit of God really lives in you. But whoever does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to Christ. Your body will always be dead because of sin. But if Christ is in you, then the Spirit gives you life because Christ made you right with God. God raised Jesus from death. And if God's Spirit lives in you, he will also give life to your bodies that die. Yes, God is the one who raised Christ from death, and he will raise you to life through his Spirit living in you. Mind if I pray for you? What an amazing set of verses. So rich in theology, so rich in truth. And it talks about this beautiful incarnation, Jesus, that we're going to celebrate in 5 days, you coming to earth, you coming to be an offering to pay for sin, you coming to earth and experiencing all that we experienced so that you can have empathy for us, you coming to earth, living that perfect life that we could not live in order to be that perfect lamb, that sacrificial lamb once and for all. And now we have the Spirit of the living God living with in us because we have surrendered to you. This is good news. This is the gospel, and we revel in it today, and we re-preach it to ourselves. Lord, I am so grateful that if we are ruled by the Spirit of God really lives in us. Help us just to settle ourselves into that truth today. The same Holy Spirit who is seen throughout the Bible as one of the Godhead, three in one, the Trinity, is living within us. We are the temple of God. There is no longer a physical building, a temple with a Holy of Holies, but we've got the Holy of Holies within ourselves. And the Holy of Holies houses the Holy Spirit. That makes sense. Holy and holy together. What a beautiful thing. And I'm so grateful that I have been delivered from death to life. Lord, for those battling illnesses right now around Christmas time, what a difficult thing. But you have delivered them from death to life. Even though our body may be decaying, our hearts can always be renewed before you. And we have a greater hope. There will be no more death on the other side. There will be a new heavens. There will be a new earth. Our tears will be wiped away. There will be brand new things happening. And there will be no more sin. This struggle will be gone. And so help us to live in light of that today. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, if this podcast has been a blessing to you, if you could record a quick testimony for February 1st's 2-year anniversary of Pray Every Day, I would be totally indebted and thankful to you. You can go to marydemuth.com. There's a little microphone and you can record a 1 to 2 minute testimony. If that's not working for you for whatever reason, you can record on your phone and send that audio message to mary@marydemuth.com. And if you want to give a Christmas present to Pray Every Day, you can become one of the monthly Patreon sponsors. It starts at $1 a month and goes up. At $5, you receive a free painting. $10, you get on a wall of fame that's on every single Pray Every Day post 365 days a year. And at the $20 level, you get a free podcast by me that nobody else hears except those $20 patrons. So thanks so much in advance for doing that. Merry Christmas to you. It's coming. And we are celebrating Jesus Christ because he has come to earth. Emmanuel, God with us.